So let's talk about your 61-year-old lady diagnosed with triple-negative breast cancer in 2015. What happened then?
So then she actually had a routine colonoscopy 3 years later and had an adenocarcinoma of the colon that eventually was resected and cured by resection. But at that time, and she doesn't have any germline mutations, interestingly, but then she had a chest x-ray in preparation for moving forward with definitive treatment of her colon cancer and had concern for lung nodules. So then she had staging scans with a CT of chest and abdomen, and it showed lung nodules and mediastinal adenopathy. So they basically went ahead and resected her colon mass because that was already planned like 2 days after her CT scan and found a colon cancer with negative nodes. But then she went on and had a PET CT after her surgery, which showed these lung nodules and mediastinal adenopathy that was all FGG avid. And on biopsy, that was a triple negative breast cancer, similar to her original cancer.
Could I just ask how comfortable you were that this was her breast cancer, not her colon cancer or something else?
Yeah, I mean, it had markers that looked just like breast cancer. It wasn't a colon cancer. So, you know, you can actually go and do a lot of markers in the biopsy sample and tell the cell of origin unless a tumor is highly dedifferentiated. I mean, sometimes, you know, these carcinomas of unknown primary, you know, you just can't tell where it comes from. Sometimes you can rule out a few organs. But in this situation, this was adenocarcinoma of the breast in her mediastinal nodes. It's a very good point and an important part of her staging. You know, the colon cancer needed to be resected.
If she were ER positive or HER2 positive, it would have made it a little bit more straightforward, I would have thought, although you can see HER2 positive colon cancer too.
Yeah, and you can sometimes see expression of ER. So you really need the other markers that tell you, you know, cytokeratin, et cetera, that will give you some information about this. And they did do markers to show that this was a breast cancer origin.
It is interesting when you think about the path that a patient takes, triple negative breast cancer versus, let's say, metastatic colon cancer, very different treatments. Not sure the long-term outcome is that much different, but just interesting how different the therapies are.
Yeah, the therapies are different. I mean, some colon cancers, like breast cancers, patients can live a long time with incurable disease, and it's probably a little less common in poorly responsive triple negative breast cancer, but, and you know, there are a number of targeted agents now, so.